Let's get on downstairs. Benny Cameron has a guest.
Yeah, thanks, Carl. I have with me Mark Webb. Mark, what was the week like at the Fremantle Football Club on the back of the disappointing round one performance?
Yeah, look, we reviewed the game like we did, like we do every week. So it was very similar in the format we take. Obviously, there was a lot to review around what didn't work, and certainly a lot of that came down to probably our effort wasn't as strong as we wanted to. So we reviewed that, and mechanically we had a few areas we wanted to adjust, and we certainly worked on that, and hopefully we bring it to today's game.
The Gold Coast Suns, what's their most dangerous area in terms of potentially hurting you guys?
Look, they're a very well-balanced side. They've got some really good outside players, obviously, in the midfield as well, with Gary Ablett and Aaron Hall, who's been playing really well. The other thing, too, is that they're really strong, tall, key-marking forwards, so they do get it into them, and they really can take really strong contested grabs, and they really like to isolate those forwards. So we've got to support our defence and try and cut the supply to their outside runners.
I'll send you upstairs.
Webby, I'm interested there. You mentioned Aaron Hall. A lot of focus on the Gold Coast midfield, particularly Gary Ablett, one of the best players in the game, and Dion Presti is another one. But Aaron Hall, his ability to find space has been exceptional through the second half of last year and last week as well. How do you think he manages to find that much space?
Oh, look, he's a talented player. He's very smart to the areas he runs. So when you've got some really good inside players, which they've got in Prestia, Abbott and Riscatelli, it gives him that freedom. So we've really got to be strong around the contest. We've got to put our head over the ball and hopefully restrict that supply to those really strong, good outside runners.
And Aaron Sanderlands, I mean, it was tough for all Fremantle people watching the game last week. I'm sure it was tough for Aaron as well, wishing he was out there.
Yeah, definitely. Look, it was the circumstance, and obviously that's resolved now. So we've worked hard with Aaron back in the team. And look, we understand it's just not a quick fix, Aaron coming back in. He's got to play his role, and the mids have to really be strong in the contest around the ball. So it's great to have him back in, but it isn't just the magical pill. We know everything's got to come together today, working with Aaron as a mid group, and then making sure we put that effort together.
And a couple of younger players coming in for Fremantle today. What sort of instructions do players like Ed Langdon and Alex Pearce receive?
Oh, look, it's great opportunities for him. Alex is a guy who can play back or forward, so he's one. We just want him to really compete in the air, bring the ball to ground, and Ed Langdon's a good player who can sort of run hard up and down the wing and contest the ball well. So, look, they get their opportunity, and it's really good for them, and it's just really making sure they can compete at this level, which we know they can, and bring that effort.
And with a player like Ablett, do you have a few separate plans depending on how things are going?
Oh, look, as we've said, we've sort of gone away from the dead set tagging role. So we've got options in there. Obviously, we've got different personnel who can play on him at times, and there's times where he's going to play forward, which he did last week. So we think we've got capable defenders who can play him. And as a midfield group, hopefully cutting that supply off and dominating the clearances.
Well, Webby, you better get inside and do some work, mate, because you look like you're dressed and just about ready to play.
Yeah, it's good. Beautiful day, so hopefully a really good contest.
Thank you, mate. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Mark Webb, in advance of the game, which is not too far away from kicking off, in fact, around 16 minutes, and the match between...